USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests breaking out across the nation after Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of murdering two protesters and wounding a third. Around 100 of them showing up outside the Barclays Center in New Jersey. Meanwhile, reactions still coming into the verdict, including from former President Donald Trump.
I think that it was a great decision. I was surprised it had to go this far. Somebody should have ended it earlier, and frankly, the case should have never been brought. It was prosecutorial misconduct, in my opinion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. La Nina is back for a second year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center saying there's a 90% chance of the snowy weather system sticking around through February. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington will have a wetter winter because of La Nina. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.